Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna hide behind the mountain. I'm gonna hide behind,
hide behind
the mountain. I'm gonna hide behind,
hide behind
the mountain.
I'm gonna
Welcome to a
special edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. This is a special edition of Gospel Gold. It is only going out to the supporters of Gospel Gold and the Gospel Gold Facebook friends. This is a midway point where we wanted to stop and preview some of the upcoming programs for the continuing season of Gospel Gold. As I said, this is a special edition of Gospel Gold. It will not be aired until probably next week. But those of you who have received the email, you are able to listen to this program as it goes out. We invite you to go to our Gospel Gold Facebook page. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night between the hour of 9 and 10 p.m. every Monday night between 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 hour program. Each week, we come before you with the best of gospel music and the achievements that our people have made in the gospel genre. We believe that it all happened and began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. Religion with rhythm. When our first ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them the African rhythm. It was through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel, blues, jazz, ragtime, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. The gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or even on a 1 hour melody of songs. It's far too rich, far too stimulating. It's a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation to gain moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. That is what our format here is on Gospel Gold. We are a program dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. That is the format. So every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. we come to bring you the best and achievements of our people have made. When you think about the catastrophic conditions and the situations that we have had to overcome and persevere in America, we express that in our songs, in our lyrics, in our poems, in our books. It's all a part of the African-American experience. It's a story that's told of a people of perseverance. That's what we're about here. Every Monday night, we celebrate Black history on Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. Go to the Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share. On the Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll also find articles about various gospel artists. You'll find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All the programs here on Blog Talk Radio are archived. That means each week you will have to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page to find the link for that particular week. You can go there at any time and hear whatever program you would like to hear that we have recorded up to this time. We are in our halfway mark of the season of Gospel Gold. As you know, we start in March and we go all the way up until a week or so before Christmas. We wanted to stop and take this time to talk about some of the upcoming programs that we will feature on Gospel Gold. We hope that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold and they may be able to tune in every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10. We'll talk more about Gospel Gold as we go. But every Monday, as we start our program, I always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something be played, something be said that will inspire your people to keep on praising your name. This we ask in your name. Amen and amen. We're going to come back and talk about some of the programs that we'll be featuring on the second season of Gospel Gold. First, let's hear this. I believe I'll run on.
How many going to run for Jesus tonight? Don't fool me. How many going to run for Jesus tonight? The race is not given to the slim or the strong, but to the one that endures until the end. How many got a made up mind tonight? How many know that his word is true? How many know that burden is light? How many know that his yoke is easy? How many know that salvation is free? How many know that life is eternal? How many is around for Jesus tonight? Come on and say ya! Come on and say ya! Here we go! Lord, I feel like running on.
Touch with us at Gospel Gold, you can do so by email. Our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. Gospel Gold, one word, gospelgold@songwriter.net. Those of you who have been following Gospel Gold for a while, you know that we feature various different types of gospel during the course of our season. Artists, choirs, quartets, jazz, gospel, blues, gospel. We feature various different types of gospel. And one of the big titles that we have gotten a lot of response to is our choir. Every night we have a choir night. At least once a month we have a choir night. And we have featured a lot of great choirs, the Chicago Mass Choir, the Mississippi Mass Choir, the Georgia Mass Choir, the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir. We have featured a lot of great choirs doing this. We have done that. And we will continue to feature choirs as well. But there is a group that I wanted to bring before you. I think we're going to be featuring them earlier this season. It's a group called the Ark Group, or the Ark Choir. The most powerful and moving a cappella choir ever heard. 32 voices strong. The Addicts Rehabilitation Center Choir is a burning with faith gospel from Harlem, New York. Every singer will tell you how proud they are about the center and how it pulled them out of the gutter and out of their drug addiction. They sing to praise the Lord that they live to tell others. The choir's power would wrench your soul. get your feet moving and your hands clapping. It might just blow you off your seat. This is a great choir of 32 people who are ex-addicts. And they have formed a choir, has been formed for quite a while. And we're going to get into the history of this choir later on in the season. It's called the ARC Choir, the A-R-C Choir, which stands for Addicts Rehabilitation Center of Harlem, New York. Listen to a song they have done called Climbing.
Whoa, we are we
I think we started this choir ensemble or episodes when we started last year with a special on Dr. Thomas Dorsey. If you can go back to the Facebook page, you'll go back and find that program. We talked about Dr. Dorsey and the history of Dr. Dorsey. We even went back as far as in one program, the Tuskegee singers as well. And the also we went to also we dealt with all the choirs that came through that area and through that time. We talked about the Fisk Jubilee singers. We talked about the Wings Over Jordan. So we really got into choirs a year or so ago, and we still do it today. I think the last choir that we looked at was a choir a couple of weeks ago. We were listening to a choir from Dallas, Texas. So we've always tried to feature choirs. The Harlem Boys Choir we featured last Christmas, and we will do that again this year as well. But there's another choir that I want to call to your attention that we're going to try to listen to later on in the season. That last choir, the ARC Choir, the Attic Rehabilitation Center Choir of Harlem, New York, we're going to be featuring them pretty soon on our upcoming program. But another choir that I want to feature before the year is over, probably around in November sometime, is a choir called the Spiritual, let me make sure I got that right. It's the American Spiritual Ensemble. The American Spiritual Ensemble. Let's take a look, listen to this great choir.
Oh.
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio.
I need you.
The Gospel Wonders, another group that we'll be featuring later on. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so. We do have a Cash App. It starts with a $ and one word, Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. Starts with the $ And one word, Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. One of the big programs that we have, or the big accolade programs that we have here on Gospel Gold, is Quartet Night. Every month, we do a quartet night here on Gospel Gold. Quartet Night, my personal favorite. We have featured many quartets over the last season or so. The Blind Boys of Alabama, the Blind Boys of Mississippi, the Brooklyn All-Stars, Swanee Quintet. We went back to the Soul Stirrers. Fairfield Four. We talked about the Fairfield Four. Many, many quartets, the Sensational Nightingales. We'll be doing another feature on the Sensational Nightingales later on this year as they celebrate their 75th year in gospel. We'll be doing another feature on them this year. So every month we do feature a quartet night. And one of the groups that we're going to be featuring this part of the season will be the Bolton Brothers. First Lady Rogers turned me on to this group. I'd heard the name, but I'd never really listened to any of their music. But the group is called the Bolton Brothers. We're going to be featuring, we're going to be talking more about them as the season goes on. But Reverend Linwood Bolton Sr. and his wife, Leola Bolton, brought 20 children into the world. 8 sons and 12 daughters. They elevated them to the understanding and the learning of our Lord Jesus Christ. 5 of the sons continued to be ministers. From those kids came the delivery of the gospel group referred to as the Bolton Brothers, which includes Jerry, L.W., Junior, Adam, Ray, all Boltons. The Bolton Brothers finished the debut album in 1996. It was implemented 2 years after their sophomore album, Reside and Sell Volume 2. Both offerings had been done over the BlackBerry information label and marketed as videos as well. In 2001, the group recorded its third album, Revival, in Atlanta. A number of music brothers Possess also consisted of Bless the Name of Jesus, Merely to Understand Him, Lord Done Delivered Me, If He Still Cares. The Bolton Brothers, we'll be talking more about them as the season goes on, when we get ready to feature them. But I wanted to just let you know that that's one of the groups that we're going to be trying to bring forth to you this year. I hope that you will be able to join us each week here each Monday night as we celebrate the great achievements our people have made in the gospel genre. Let's listen to a few songs of the Bolton Brothers, Come to Jesus, and then we'll listen to Old Time Church. Yeah.
confess against tonight.
Bolton Brothers. thought we were going to have time to play another selection by then, but our time is running short, and I wanted to move on, just briefly give you a preview of some of the programs that we will be doing this second half of the season. The Bolton Brothers will be featured also. There is another quartet that we'll be featuring. Many of you have already heard this name, but we have never done a special on him, and that's Tommy Ellison and the Singing Stars. Tommy Ellison and the Singing Stars. We're going to be doing a feature on him as well. Tommy Ellison, known as Mr. Superstar, is best known for his work with the Singing Stars. He was a part of several other top local quartet groups as well. His passion for singing the gospel has led him to sing with many, many groups. Born September the 15th, 1932, in Sally, South Carolina, Tommy Ellison was raised by his grandparents and attended Samaria Baptist Church in Springfield, South Carolina. It was there in the church that he joined the children's choir, and he got his first experience singing sacred music in public. He later migrated to Brooklyn, New York, where his uncle taught him and gave him a start in the singing field. During his career, Tommy Ellison sang background for Madame Edna Godman Cook, teamed up briefly in the 1950s with the Harmonizing Four, the Sensational Nightingales, the Chosen Gospel Singers. He also teamed up with other gospel artists in his career. We're going to be talking a little bit more about Tommy Ellison and the Singing Stars, but I wanted to let you know that we're going to be featuring them on Quartet Night. On this part of the season, we have featured many quartets. We will continue to feature a lot of quartets as our season goes on. But this is one group that we will be featuring as well, Tommy Ellison and the Singing Stars.
Would that be all right? Lord have mercy. Anyhow.
That's why I'm working. who have gone on before me. I want to ask y'all a question. Do you have loved ones gone on too? But down at the cross, you're good now, y'all. You may abuse me, but that's all right. Go ahead. You may scorn me. You may scandalize my name, but I'm not gonna let it bother me. 'Cause I'm at the cross.
Ellison and the Singing Stars. We will be featuring them later on this season. Here is the Gospel Wonders and Noah.
Oh, God told Noah, told him to be
just a
real man, 32.
I want
to
stay.
Well, church, our time is about up. I thank you for yours. This has been a special edition of Gospel Gold. Of upcoming programs, we did not even scratch the surface of the programs that we have planned for this part of the season. We have a fantastic lineup of female gospel singers. We have a fantastic lineup of choirs, male choruses, youth choirs. We have a fantastic lineup of artists who will come, Pastor Shirley Caesar, James Cleveland. We have a great lineup of programs that will be coming on between now and the end of our season, around the end or a week before Christmas. Gospel Gold will come back on September the 6th, which is Labor Day. We will be back on live September the 6th, Labor Day. And don't forget, you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We do have a Cash App. It starts with the dollar sign. Gospel Gold, one word, the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. If you would like to contact us through email, gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a suggestion for upcoming program, or you may have information that we can use on our program. Don't forget that Gospel Gold is a program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We thank God for you. We pray that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold. Go to the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We thank God for you until we see you on Monday night, September the 6th, Labor Day. God bless you. We're going home with Tommy Ellison and the Good Old Way.
Some old friends there. We went to church on a Sunday. The preacher, he was preaching. The choir, they were singing about the good old
said
this.
Wow!
We need to go back.
Good old way. long, long time ago.
Good old way.
I believe I wanna start again, y'all.
Good old way.
The good old what they were shouting about. They were shouting about the good old